Mr. Santini's veneration of Padre Pio's image led to an astonishing healing. But did he violate the first commandment by kissing Padre Pio's image? Join us as we explore the distinction between veneration and worship, shedding light on the spiritual significance of sacred images in the Catholic faith. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. Within its pages, Cesca recounts a short yet thought-provoking testimony by Mr. Santini, a story involving the veneration of Padre Pio's image. Listen to this. In September 1951, Mr. Santini was in agony. He had throat cancer and was suffering greatly. At one point, his family and friends visited him at the hospital, and somebody brought an image of Padre Pio. As Mr. Santini brought the picture close to his lips to kiss it, everyone present suddenly noticed a strong scent of lilies in the room. Furthermore, Mr. Santini startled everyone when he shouted, "Take off the bandages! I am healed!" To everyone's astonishment, Mr. Santini was indeed healed. Now, this short anecdote may raise a question, especially among our Protestant viewers. Do Catholics worship images? Did Mr. Santini violate the First Commandment and engage in idolatry by kissing Padre Pio's image? The answer is a resounding no, and here's why. To commit the sin of idolatry, one must worship something or someone other than God. And this is simply not the case in the Catholic faith, nor in Mr. Santini's example. While I understand that kissing an image of a saint may appear to some as idolatry, there is a significant difference between veneration and worship. For my Catholic viewers, let's refresh our catechism. For my dear non-Catholics, here's the teaching of the Catholic faith. Veneration is a practice expressing deep respect and reverence towards saints and sacred objects, such as the cross, through acts of honor and devotion. This veneration, known as dulia, is aimed at acknowledging the holiness and virtues represented by these saints and objects. It is important to note that dulia is distinct from the adoration reserved solely for God, which is termed latria. Latria is the highest form of worship, characterized by profound adoration, submission, and devotion to God alone, acknowledging His supreme authority. Therefore, it is important to understand the distinction between dulia and latria. While saints are venerated through acts of dulia, such as prayers and gestures of reverence, worship in the form of latria is reserved solely for God. No Catholic should ever confuse veneration with worship, as this would violate the fundamental tenets of Catholic theology. Even Padre Pio himself emphasized that the miracles attributed to him were ultimately the workings of God rather than his own power. Regarding the veneration of Our Lady Mary, the type of veneration reserved for her is known as hyperdulia. She is venerated as the highest of all saints, deserving of special honor and reverence, emphasizing her unique role in salvation history as the Mother of God. Furthermore, kissing a material object, such as a photograph associated with a saint, is not idol worship. In idol worship, the object itself is considered a deity or divine. Everyone understands that kissing a photograph of a loved one is symbolic of kissing the person it represents. Similarly, Catholics may kiss a painting, a relic, or even the cross to show love and respect for the person it represents. In the case of Mr. Santini, he was not healed by some magical powers of the image itself, but rather by the grace of God through the intercession of Padre Pio. Now, one might argue that venerating saints constitutes a form of idolatry, but I believe I've largely addressed this argument moments ago. Veneration is not the same as worship, and the first commandment does not prohibit veneration. In idolatry, something is worshipped in the place of God. However, veneration, or dulia and hyperdulia, does not involve worshipping saints or images as gods. When venerating a saint, the focus remains on their exemplary life, their closeness to God, and their role as an intercessor in prayer to God. In conclusion, the use of images such as statues and icons in the Catholic tradition serves as valuable tools in fostering spiritual connection and deepening devotion to God. Far from constituting idol worship, these images are aids that offer tangible reminders of the exemplary lives and virtues of saints, serving as beacons of inspiration for believers on their spiritual journey. Speaking of tangible reminders, those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program will receive a tangible symbol of our appreciation. Depending on your level of support, you may receive an A5 full-color picture of Padre Pio ready to frame, or a beautiful 20-centimeter statue for you to venerate, not worship. Also, masses will be celebrated regularly for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." So please, follow the link in the description below to join today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.